Turn your Bibles with me to Revelation chapter 3, verses number 20. Revelation chapter 3, verses number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. I will sup with him and he with me. Hallelujah. I'm just preaching from this verse. Just this one verse. You see, if you read the book of Revelation chapter 3 and you see the dealings of God with his people, it is like a marriage. And this one is like a husband speaking to his wife. A husband who deeply loves his wife, and he's speaking unto him. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens me, I will come in, I will sup with him, and he with me. You see, one of the painful things in life is to get bonded to an adulterous woman or to marry an adulterous woman, an infidel, an unfaithful person. It is very difficult to take, and it is heartbreaking. It subdues the spirit of a man when he gets involved with an adulterous woman. When he finds a woman that he so loved in the arms of another, it's a very painful thing. Now, Jesus said, number one, behold. Now, behold simply means see. And to see, or to say see, means to come to the realm of consciousness. I want you to consider, be conscious about this thing. Jesus said, behold, and it is Jesus who is speaking. Jesus is speaking. He says, see, be conscious of yourself. I want you to think, I want you to consider, I want you to see this reality, because the eyes see things and process information. So see this and process it. Come to your consciousness. If you are sleeping, wake up. I mean, when you are sleeping, you don't see and you are not conscious of many things. But this one, he said, see, be conscious, come to your senses. Then he said, I stand at the door. I want you to realize that I am outside. I am not inside. I want you to realize that. I want you to know. I want you to see me, Jesus. I stand at the door. Your husband, in fact, the way Jesus deals with the church is like a wife and a husband. I stand at the door. I am outside. I'm not inside. You see, if many people in churches or many people who call themselves Christians will see properly and consider, they will know that Jesus is outside. If many people who can assess their lives and consider themselves and look in the depth of their heart, in the depth of their imaginations and what drives or moves their path or their directions in life, they will know that Jesus is not in here, but he's outside. If people will consider their ways and their works and the things they have been doing consciously, if they will assess, if men and women will be honest enough to assess their lives, they will know that Jesus is outside, not in the inside. Sometimes we do so many things and we don't just take the time and the moment to reflect. Do I have him? Is he inside? Then Jesus comes, the husband, he says, I am outside. I want you to know this, that I am outside. I'm not inside. I am not inside. And he said, I am not only outside. I am knocking. The man who built the house and the woman is inside. I want you to see that picture. The man who is the owner of the house with his wife in the house. The wife is inside. The man is outside. And the man is knocking and saying, see, please. Knocking at the back of the door. Please, I want you to know that I am outside. Open me. Now, two things. If the woman does not open the door, or if the door does not open, it simply means that there is someone in. Someone inside. The only reason why a wife will not open the door for the husband is that there is someone in that house. The reason why Jesus keeps knocking at your door is because there is someone inside, and the woman doesn't want to open because there is someone inside. Listen, Jesus has been knocking the doors of the hearts of men, and he has been knocking saying, I stand outside, please open me. The reason why you have not taken Jesus well, the reason why you are joking with Jesus, is that there is somebody inside. The reason why you are joking with Jesus, the reason why you have shut ears and shut your mind and you think I'm playing loud music inside so that, you pretending not to hear, is because there is someone inside. And many of the people that Jesus have been knocking, there is another woman inside called fornication. They don't want to be because there is another man competing with Jesus. Something is inside that is competing with the Lord. You see, it doesn't matter when people come to church, lift up their hands or do that. No, sometimes there are things inside. They are only pretending. But Jesus said, I stand at the back of the door. And the back of the door is the back, is your heart. He is knocking into your heart. He wants space. He wants to find expression in your heart. He wants to come in, but something has already preoccupied. So he stands at the door. Two things can happen. If you do not open Jesus, he will not force himself on you. And I want to make these things clear to people. Jesus will not force open the door. He built the house. He will leave it for you and go. If you don't open Jesus in, and if you don't allow Jesus to come into your life, and take him serious and take him as the one that your Lord and your Savior, Jesus will leave. It will pain him, but it is a choice that he has to make because he has been knocking for far too long. The reason why Jesus is at the door and knocking over and over again is that he cares for you. He cares for you. He knows that you have erred, but he wants to come inside and throw that man out. He wants to come inside and show that person that I am the man of this house. He wants to come in. If only you open Jesus, he will come in and throw that one out. Hallelujah. The Bible said, if any man hear my voice, I am knocking and I am talking. I am outside. Please open me. If you hear me, there are people who have been hearing over and over, but they are not hearing. They've been hearing the gospel, the good news over and over, Sundays after Sundays, Fridays after Fridays, weekdays after many days, and they are not hearing. They are not hearing. And Jesus is outside the door and knocking. Said, if you hear me and open the door, this simply means that you have a duty to allow Jesus in. You have a duty. It is your duty to allow Jesus in your life. No one can force Jesus into your life. Our duty as pastors is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. But it is your duty to open your heart. Open your heart and say that from today, I will serve Jesus all the days of my life. And the Bible said, when you open the door, I will come in. I will come. I will show you mercy. I'm not coming to fight with you, but I will come in. You see, there are so many dangers when Jesus leaves. If you don't open and Jesus leaves, the things that you are doing and you think is enjoyable and you are living deliciously, these things will destroy your life. These things will take over your life and tear you apart and make you useless. It will make you useless in this life. But Jesus said, if you open me, I will come in. Then I am not only coming in, I am coming in and I will sup with him. I will commune. I will sit on a table. You see, many people have not known Jesus. Revelation chapter 1 describes who he is, his personality. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 1, verses number 13 going down, the Bible said his head and hair is as white as snow. As white as wool. Verse number 14, quickly. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes are as a flame of fire. Verse 15. His feet like unto a fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice like the sound of many waters. Verse 16. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth proceeded sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in its brightness. This is that Jesus. This is that glory. Look at the glory of a man. If you read the next verse, he said, he has a golden sash about him. He's worthy. Many people use it on their head, but he is so worthy that he can use a big gold around him. He's glorious. And the Bible said, when I come in, I will come and sup with you. I will come and commune with you. I will sit with you and we will dine and wine together. Hallelujah. The only reason why Jesus wants to come into your life is that he wants to wine and dine with you. Church, you need Jesus more than Jesus needs you. But it is Jesus who has come your way seeking for your life. The Bible said he is God all by himself. If you serve Jesus, if you serve the Lord, or you don't serve him, he is still Jesus. If you serve God or not, it doesn't take one inch of his glory out of him. No, not an inch. It doesn't take one inch. You see, you are not doing God a favor. You are not doing God a favor for going to church. No. And this is a wrong mentality that many people have carried for many years. They think they are doing God a favor. Today I went to church, God must be happy. God, before you were, he is. Jesus said, before Abraham, I am. Before Abraham, I am. He was God from the beginning. He is God today. If you serve Jesus, it doesn't add anything. It doesn't take anything out of his glory. If you don't serve Jesus, it doesn't take anything from him. He is still God. The only reason why Jesus comes looking for you and wants you to serve him is that he knows the danger ahead of you and he wants to fight for your cause. He wants to love you and protect you and defend you from the trials and the pain of this life. So he's standing at the door of your heart, knocking. If you let me in, I will come and commune with you. To commune or to sup, what I have, I will share with you. The things that I have, I will share my glory with you. God wants to share his glory with you. And you are taking him for granted. You see, this is a very dangerous thing, especially in our generation, in our days. Many people have taken Jesus for granted. And sometimes the dangerous thing and things that are, sometimes it baffles my mind, is that they want Jesus or they want God to accept their thinking. And they want God to move according to their own understanding in their mind. This thing that I'm doing, this is what I like. God must accept it. And God must do that. And God must bend or adjust himself to suit my character. Listen, the Bible said, I am the Lord, I change it not. The glory of God is that he does not change. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. God will not change because you are not willing to give up fornication. God will not change because you are not willing to give up alcohol. God will not change because you are not willing to serve him. God will not change because you want to lazy around or you want. No, he will not change. I am the Lord. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is man who ought to change and adjust to God. This life, this mortal flesh, is highly vulnerable. Listen, this life is vulnerable. The reason why you must accept Jesus in your life and allow Jesus to come into your life is that he is the one who can defend you. And not the Obeka say, Emia. And not the Odrin say, I am me. I have this and I'm that and I'm beautiful. It is my body. It is my life. There are people like you are on the hospital bed. So in casa, you need Jesus to come in and to be your defense, to be your protector, to be your shield, because we live in a wicked world. A wicked world. There is only one man that can protect you. There is only one man. If he comes into the house, you are confident that you are safe. The Bible said, if the Lord build not the house, the builder builds in vain. If the Lord keepeth not the house, the keeper or the watchman, he watches in vain. Nobody can watch over you. Sometimes people take security people. Yes, it is good, naturally. And they will be guarding them. But sometimes they will wake up and there's people are dead inside. Security men in Abuanti are there, but in any penny who inside. No security man has kept the life of a person. So if God does not watch the house, the watchman watches in vain. Say Radi and Barbara boy moi. The aye or send me what will bet me a year. Wa obetimi de oni pedia ye wa obetimi obenya bibi and you are flirting around and leaving Jesus outside. It is for your disadvantage. You need Jesus more than Jesus needs you. You need him. You need him. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm young, I'm in my 20s, I'm in my teens, or I'm a teenager. This is the best time to enjoy life, and I have to have fun and this and that. And you are leaving Jesus outside. This is a wicked world. Many people have contracted diseases and died because they left Jesus on the outside. Listen, the life that many people are going through and doing, and you think it's fun. Huh? I've seen people, the statistics of people who had HIV, and I was shocked every month. And new and the number and the old, I was shocked. One she ya own who abed say, oh, COVID abenti we call. I be replacing her. No. It's not a replacement strategy. It does not replace, it is still there. And sometimes when I see the figures, I wonder, hey, this is there, happening there. And I see young people. No mun namo just say me, Jimeni, me yes, me, what Jayesu abonte? And bringing someone inside. Do you know what you are taking? Do you know who you are bringing inside? Listen. If you allow Jesus in, he will come in. He will dine with you. He will sup with you. And the Bible said in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20, I will come in with him. I will sup with him. I will commune with him. And the Bible said, and he with me. Now the last one, he with me means everlasting life. I will give him life eternal. The Bible said in John chapter 14 that where I am, you will also be. This is a man who never dies. This is a man who has power over death. This is a man who went to the grave and rose up, conquered death, conquered the grave. This is a man who has power to live in everlasting glory, glorious from eternity to eternity. And he said, I want to be with you. It means that he is giving you an assurance of eternal life. If you allow me into your life, I will give you assurance of eternal life. To the beer, young boy will see so. No, but sometimes, the pride in him and wants to take this lady, that lady, have fun and do that. And that thing, baby, warrior princess, or your guy. I didn't know your guy. And now, or swag. I didn't hear, or three girls. If swag was a good word, nobody has swag than Jesus. And you see, these things are taking people away. These things are keeping Jesus on the outside. But he stands, and I can imagine the voice of a husband who stands at the door of his own house and knocking, please open me. It is raining, please open me. I am outside and the door is not opening. Everyone will say that he has a wicked wife. I can imagine his voice, soft, and saying, please open me. Please, I am outside. It is raining. Please open me. I want to come inside. Please open me. And the wife will say, no, I will not. That is a wicked wife. A wicked wife. Jesus stands as that husband, and he's knocking at the door of your heart, and he's saying that, allow me. Give me space in your heart. Give me space in your heart. Give me space. I read an ancient Hebrew quote sometime. I cannot remember the exact words. It says like this. The Lord is standing at the door of Israel and saying, if you open unto me a door as big as the eye of a needle, if only you open a door to me as big as the eye of a needle, I open unto you a door that cattle can pass through. Said the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God is standing at the door of Israel and saying, if only you open unto me a door as big as the eye of a needle. You know a needle? Panye, tokrune da panye mono. So be punkitwe bisa to mama mia. I will come in and I will open a door unto you as big as a cattle can come in. You see, if you are opening God or allowing Jesus, it is not stress. You think that you are going through pain or you are losing something, but actually you are gaining something. You are gaining the door that you call Jesus in your life, allow Jesus in your life. The door you open, it is so small. It is so small. I mean, look at the size of your heart and look at the door you can open and look at the size of God. The Bible said the heaven is his seat. The earth is his footstool. He said the size of God is that when he sits in heaven, his leg, 1 foot, can touch the earth. That is how big God is. That is how God is, how big he is. So the door, look at the size of your door. It is like a needle hole. He said, but if you open that door to me, unto me, I will come in and I will open a door, a big door for you. A big door. So God wants to come into your heart, come into your life to make you blessed. He wants to come into your life to help you, to defend you, to protect you. He wants to come into your life to open doors of opportunity to you. Why are you letting him out? Why are you letting him out? Why are you letting him out? There are people, instead of opening the door for Jesus, they go to the window and check. Are you still there? Are you still there? I thought you have left. Are you still there? The nine bakusi are sorry there. Jesus is not in that life, he's outside. When you consider your life, the Bible says, see, if you assess your life and you see that you have 1 foot in church, 1 foot in the world, Jesus is not there. He's not there. I tell people that say, what do you and see a bany boom? If the trumpet sound, the trumpet of God sound, na Yesu ba. What do you say? Mekobi min kobi unkobi. Obia madrin say, hey, ebia meko, oh menya tusio, ebia menko, ebia meko. You are not going. You are not going. You are not. So what do you tutu? Say, hey, ebia meko, ebia menko. Because the Bible said, I will spew lukewarmness out. I wish that you were either cold or hot. He said, I will spew out lukewarmness. Because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out. And the word spew, it means that to forcibly eject something, forcibly and rapidly out of a place. You are forcing it out. I will force you out. So you cannot be half here, half there. You cannot. Into what dream you want to, maybe I will go. I don't know. I'm not too sure. And there is a terminology a term today. Okay, you are judging me. You are judging me. Who is judging you? The Bible said, if you judge yourself, no one will judge you. Nobody is judging you. The God of Israel, he is the judge of all. Nobody is judging you, but his words are his judgment. In fact, the things that will judge you. If somebody is doing something wrong, and you are judgmental, and you are judging me, but that thing is taking you to hell. It's taking you to hell. You need to allow Jesus in. You need to allow Jesus into your life. I don't know where Jesus stands or the place of Jesus in your heart, but Jesus wants to come. He wants to come into your life. He wants to sit with you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to move with you. He wants to have fellowship. He wants to have communion. If you are walking, he's walking with you. He wants to hold your hand. Or so and so on your numb. Too many excuses. The bottom line is that irrespective of your excuse, Jesus is outside and it is not good for you. The many excuses that you are giving, I want to tell you the bottom line is that he is outside. The fact that he is knocking, the fact that you listen to a message, the knocking is like sometimes you listen to a message and you know, you feel that, no, this the man of God is speaking to me. I am the one. I'm the one. This one, it is me. It is a sign that he is knocking. Then you go and come next week and you hear the same thing and you feel that, no, this message is for me. He's knocking. You go back and do the same. You have left him outside. You go back to your old ways and your old works. You have left him outside, though he's knocking. He's knocking. It may be that today God sent me here to speak to you and that message is knocking at your door, knocking at your heart. Sometimes you hear a message and you feel that you are, This is my picture. This is me. The message is coming for me. He's knocking. I stand. Behold, I stand at the door. I stand. I'm not far away. I'm here. I want to come in. I'm not too far away. I'm not shouting. I'm just here. Close. Some of you, Jesus is closer to you than even the clothes that you are wearing. He is there knocking. He's knocking on the door. Please open me. Please open me. If you don't open him and you go back, if you don't open Jesus and you go and do the same things that you have left him outside, and it is not good for you. The Lord has sent me to come and tell you and to remind you that he is at the door. He wants to come in. He wants to have permanency, permanent place. He wants to have a permanent stay in your heart. He wants to come. He doesn't want to come as a visitor. What am I saying? There are people who come to God. Lord, I give my life to you. I give my life to you. Then they push God out. He is not coming. He does not want to come as a visitor. He wants to come and stay in your life so that it will be well with you. To be well with you. Many people give their lives to Jesus. They don't mean it. Then they go back into the world. They did not open the door. They opened the window. Jesus doesn't pass through a window. The Bible said, if anyone comes into the sheepfold and does not use the door, the same is a thief. Jesus is not a thief. If you open the window, he will not come. He is not a thief. Many people open the window. Jesus will never pass through a window. He's not an adulterer to enter somebody's house through a back door, through a window. No, Jesus will not come through a window. He wants the door to be opened. Wants the door to be opened, that he will feel confident that this one has received me into his home. I don't know what is in your heart that is keeping Jesus outside. I don't know what is in your life. In your life. I don't know what you are doing in your life. In your life. He said, I am he who was, who is, and who is forevermore. He is the one who has the keys of life and death. He stands at your door of your heart and he's knocking. Will you open him? Will you open Jesus? Will you open Jesus? Will you give him entrance? Will you open the door of your heart and let sin leave your life? Will you let go of sin that Jesus will have a permanent place in your life? Have a permanent place in your life. One of the things that the Lord impressed upon me years ago to preach and to preach more and more is that many people go to church and they are not saved. Many people are in church. They wear nice dresses. They have Christian names. They sing, they praise, they jump, they shout, and they don't know Jesus. I told you what the Lord showed me at the judgment day. And I saw a way, one to the right, one to the left. And the people that were assembled and going there were Christians, people in churches. And I would see so many people pass to the left. There was an angel who would take, when the people get there, it was a long queue. People get there near Pianafa, left, 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 then one, right by Akwa Bitrim. Then left, 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 then one, right by Akwa Bitrim. I was shocked. Then left, left, now one, right back up. Hey, I said, these are people in church. These are people in church. I did not see the judgment of the world, those who don't believe in Jesus. No, I did not see that. I saw people called Christians in churches. In churches. And everyone left, 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 then one, right. Left, 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 then one, right. It is not good for you to sit in church and think you are safe. Jesus may be outside. Jesus may be standing outside. He may be standing outside. He may be standing outside the door. Yes, we can see you lift your hands together. We can praise the Lord together. But when you go home, maybe you went to fornicate. You left him outside. When you went home, maybe you went to do something. To mess up your life. You went to the clubhouse to drink. He's still at the door. He's outside. He's outside. He wants to come into your life.
There's nothing worth more.
God bless you for listening to this message. It was nice having you join us today. Our team is standing by, ready to pray with you, encourage you, and share more of Jesus with you. Kindly locate us at the New Bakuyede of the Obuasi Kumasi Road. You can call or WhatsApp us on 0553-052125, 0553-052125. Send us an email at globallightbroadcast@gmail.com. Worship with us is on every Sunday at the GLCC Auditorium, 7 o'clock a.m. in the morning and 5:30 p.m. in the evenings. Please feel free to join our Watch Night services on the last Friday of every month. Find us on Facebook and on YouTube at Global Jesus Outreach with Pastor Stephen Owusu-Bedu and Global Light Charismatic Chapel. God bless you.